All right, here we go. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, April 24th, 2022. Guess I'll go ahead and welcome Giuseppe and Scorpio over onto the Republic Broadcasting team. Welcome, fellas, and shout out to Blackbird 9. Him and I will be doing some work together sometime real soon, so we touch base today. So been 2 weeks since I've been on the air, and a lot has happened. think about how long ago it seems that the this false flag happened up in the subway in New York. Just put that in your mind and be like, my gosh, that was just a second ago, but it seems like it's already an eon ago. The way that the onslaught of incidents, the onslaught of information, disinformation, misinformation slamming us like the tide. It's freaky, you know. I dug into this guy, this character that they said was the actor, and it was really, you know, and I haven't been on the air for a couple weeks, but this guy's YouTube channel got to stay up. You know, I watched a bunch of this crap, and, you know, New York and the East Coast is full of these kind of, it's like a hybridized Nation of Islam and Black Hebrew Israelite kind of mentality up there. You know, 5%er stuff, Jay-Z and all these New York rappers, guys out of the Wu-Tang Clan and Public Enemy, Terminator X, the DJ. And, you know, I grew up in this world of, like, Black kids in the neighborhood and all of us white kids, and it was like thrash metal versus, you know, hardcore gangster rap that was just starting to come out from the West Coast, and more of your Black militant rap from the East Coast. And so I grew up in this, exposed to all this stuff and exposed to these ideologies, and you know, I've always followed Minister Farrakhan's work just because the guy's a good orator, and whether he's spewing, you know, he's a real mixed bag. Some, you know, he lets Alex Jones interview him, and then he practices that concept called taqiyya of the Islamic gang. They, you know, it's basically kosher deception. Okay, they're allowed to lie to, you know, the house of war, the non-Muslim world, to further the ends and goals of Islam. And so when he's talking to like somebody out of the quote unquote truther community, of course he sounds real, real, real good. And then you catch him on his own among his own people. And, you know, we're all a bunch of devils and defective. We're all created by an evil black scientist named Yacoub and all this crazy, you know, and then these guys merged with Scientology and it's just crazy. But a lot of mentally ill people on the West and the East Coast, Philly and New York especially, are pumped full of this kind of divine black man ideology, and it gets people to go off the deep end, and these people are perfect and ripe individuals for the alphabet gangs, shadow government, deep state, whatever you want to call these characters, to suck in and patsy-ize them, to turn them into patsies. And so I wanted to get that one out there. But, I mean, how many of you weren't even thinking about that thing since it all happened due to the fact that we've got so many other things going on? It's just fascinating how this, things can take our attention and then boom, 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 they'll move you 20 degrees to the right and you're off here in another place. I've got a really good word I came up with for these kooky teachers that we're seeing floating around on TikTok and all this stuff. And we had this big dust up with the big channel Libs of TikTok and this little goofy Washington Post journalist freaking doxed the people that run that Twitter handle, and it's huge, I guess. I mean, there's a lot of YouTube channels and people that just use that Libs of TikTok in their material because it's just a ripe picking grounds of complete demon possession, mental illness, everything in between. But here's the word, and go ahead and write it down. And you don't have to give me credit, but this one should go into the stratosphere as far as, the word toxic masculinity. This one's been float around all this time. You ready for it? Toxic Jezebelity. Toxic Jezebelity. Jezebel, the word in the Bible, this character Jezebel that, real one of the first, I guess, radical feminist nuts that you'll see, in I guess our Western tradition of biblical, foundation kind of here is so toxic Jezebelity instead of toxic masculinity. So you can use that one. How about these? Transphobia and homophobia. I got a couple words to replace those. How about trans nausea and homo nausea? Because most people aren't scared of trans people or gay people, but they're sickened by them. So here's a more proper word to use instead of homophobia or transphobia. Be like, no, I'm not transphobic. I'm trans nauseated, or I'm homo nauseated. So there's three good words for you: trans nausea, homo nausea, toxic Jezebelity. Okay. I guess I should address. Well, I got to get after Pope Francis, a.k.a. Poop Feces, okay? So he's done this again where he's talking about fetishizing excrement, okay? So let's see. Back in 2016, he had previously described journalists as suffering from the sin of coprophilia, okay? writing in 2016 that the media should be very clear, very transparent, and not fall prey to the sickness of coprophilia. I mean, only a, you know, that's really creepy that he would come up with a word about fetishizing poop, okay? But anyway, which is always wanting to communicate scandal, to communicate ugly things, even though they may be true, okay? So he does it once again, rebuking claims that the Vatican is quietly in support of Vladimir Putin. A number of journalists have attempted to claim that Pope Francis's refusal to directly name Vladimir Putin is evidence that the Holy See is implicitly supportive of the Russian regime. In a letter to Argentinian journalist Gustavo Silvestre, Francis described the idealized journalism plaguing newspapers around the world. Always in that information are some of the sins that journalists tend to fall into: disinformation, slander, defamation, coprophilia. And I'm told some article authors get paid for this. Sad. A vocation as noble as that of communicating is soiled in this way. So coprophilia is the sexual obsession with feces and defecation. So what is it with these priests, this Jesuit? And what's fascinating here is if you look, you know, there's some of these Vatican researchers, and they look at the double-headed eagle that Russia uses, okay, as some of its imagery. Then they claim that that's proof that the Russian Federation is under the control of the Vatican / Jesuit order, okay? So, I mean, you'll see people argue about this as far as the day is long. Pope Pius XII, during the World War II time, he gets thrown under the bus as Hitler's Pope and all that stuff. And there were a lot of Knights of Malta and priests and so forth involved with the Ustashes in Croatia and with the German Reich and so forth and so on. And look, you know, you've got people all over the alternative media to this day that argue about Nazis, and then people watched like the Dennis Wise stuff, Greatest Story Never Told, and Communism by the Back Door. And so there's a big kind of rift in alternative media circles about, okay, the Nazis being the National Socialists of Germany and the fascists, Franco in Spain and Mussolini in Italy and so forth, not being as bad as the Jewish-controlled West post-World War II paints them out to be. And some of them even claim that they're very heroic, and they were the last stand before the Jewish juggernaut or onslaught that has now taken over Britain, the United States, Western Europe, and so forth and so on, Canada. And so, you know, people are going to argue this out and look at and the argument continues in the Ukraine right now. Look at it. Look at all the alternative media people throwing the so-called Nazis under the bus, and all the West and Soros and funding these Nazis and blah, 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 and Putin playing into it with his denazification operations. This is, I mean, they can't let this die. This is these Jewish mobsters that control the organs of the media. They love this. And so, but they've really thrown cognitive dissonance at people, because now the ADL and all these people are sitting here talking about, oh, well, these Nazis are okay, because there are Nazis and they're on our side. We got a Jew president in the Ukraine, so these Nazis are kosher, okay? And then you've got the people that have traditionally been, let's just say, kind of so-called Nazi sympathizers, the Daily Stormer crowd and so forth and so on. They're now all on the Putin camp and the, Dugin kind of circles, Alexander Dugin. So it's a real they're really throwing people into a lot of screwy positions here due to the fact that they've got the opposites supporting the opposites. So it's very fascinating here to watch. And so those of us that are trying to analyze this thing are just like, this is enough to drive you crazy. So two Russian oligarchs, their wives and daughters found dead one day apart. Okay. Authorities in Russia and Spain investigating the deaths of two Russian oligarchs who died one day apart alongside their wives and children. Police departments in both countries where the bodies were found are speculating the deaths were the product of a murder-suicide incident. Yes, sure they were. In Spain, Russian oligarch Sergei Protosenya, 55, found dead just outside their Catalan villa. Okay, and their wife Natalia, daughter 18 years old, found dead in their respective beds and covered in axe wounds. Spanish authorities have not ruled out the possibility that Protosenya and his family were the victims of an outside party who murdered them and then staged a crime scene. Come on. Home of the Jesuits, Spain. That's where Loyola comes from. That's really, really crazy. And then oligarch Vladislav Ayayev, 51, and his wife Yelena and his daughter were all found dead in their luxurious Moscow apartment. The three had suffered gunshot wounds. Russian police, like their Spanish counterparts, have suggested that these deaths might also be attributed to a murder-suicide. I mean, these things happen in these deep, uber rich, you know, like Putin surrounded by oligarchs, just like all of our politicians surrounded by oligarchs. Look at Bezos. This guy owns the Washington Post. He owns freaking Amazon. And he's got these cloud servers all deep involved with CIA and all this stuff. Bill Gates, okay, formerly of Microsoft. Microsoft running a freaking cloud for the Pentagon. All this. I mean, look, these guys, and there's so many more of these oligarchs here. I bet you know they better watch their ass, because if you know this ship that got hit, the Moskva. Well, a lot of people didn't get that was on the anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. And you can get into all the conspiratorial mindsets with that, okay? And who sunk the Titanic? The people on board, these rich sort of oligarchs that were against the Federal Reserve and all that stuff. And it just happens on the anniversary of the Titanic, this Russian ship goes down. Where am I going to go? So I'm looking at these videos where people are going through these cemeteries of fresh plots, freshly buried people. And it was somewhere in a Spanish-speaking country. And these MAC addresses coming up around in the cemetery. So even after the person has died, is there a possibility that there is still an emitting of a Bluetooth type of signal that's coming up out of the grave from the corpse? I don't know. It's very crazy that you see some of this stuff floating around. So let's get into the kind of apocalyptic, I guess, doom predictions. Mr. Producer, if you want to get clip 10 ready. The supply chains, the fertilizer stuff, it's just so this orchestrated Holodomor could be worldwide Holodomor on the horizon here is really daunting to kind of grasp. These railroads refusing to transport so much fertilizer to various states. I mean, this is getting really, really Soviet. Go ahead and roll clip 10.
I don't think that people realize how severe this crisis will eventually become. Never before in modern history have we seen global food production being hit by so many major problems all at once. It truly is a perfect storm, and hundreds of millions of people are going to deeply suffer as a result. I would very much encourage you to share this video with as many people as you can, because everyone needs this information. As I discussed a while ago, things may be somewhat bad right now, but conditions will eventually get much worse as the months roll along. I am going to share a lot of statistics in this video, and each number is important. But ultimately, it is the collective impact of all of these factors together that is really going to hammer us. Let me start by talking about rice. According to Bloomberg, the global fertilizer crisis is going to result in a loss of production worldwide that is the equivalent of enough food to feed 500 million people. From India to Vietnam and the Philippines, prices of crop nutrients crucial to boosting food production have doubled or tripled in the past year alone. Lower fertilizer use may mean a smaller crop. The International Rice Research Institute predicts that yields could drop 10% in the next season, translating to a loss of 36 million tons of rice, or the equivalent of feeding 500 million people. We don't eat that much rice in the Western world, but in Asia, it is a core staple of their diets. How will all of that food be replaced? Well, they could eat more wheat, but there is going to be a lot less wheat produced in 2022 as well. In fact, one agricultural commodity expert is warning that the war in Ukraine alone could mean that between 19 million and 34 million tons of export production could disappear this year. Globally, there are six breadbaskets that together supply roughly 60 to 70% of global agricultural commodities. The Ukraine-Russia region is responsible for roughly 30% of global exports of wheat and 65% of sunflower, in a context where those markets are increasingly tight and interconnected, so a slight disruption in supply creates some impact on price. Of course, we don't know what the length and scale of this conflict will be. We ran some scenarios, and from our perspective, between 19 million and 34 million tons of export production could disappear this year. If we fast forward to 2023, the figure could be between 10 million and 43 million tons. To translate, that represents caloric intake for 60 million to 150 million people. I don't know about you, but I regularly eat a lot of things that contain wheat, and so do hundreds of millions of others. So, this is going to be a huge issue. And we are already seeing wheat prices go completely insane. From early March to early April, the price of wheat jumped almost 20%. Global food prices rose to their highest ever level in March, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization reported April 8, with wheat prices up nearly 20% from a month earlier. Unfortunately, the outlook for the months ahead is very troubling, due to bizarre weather patterns all over the world. Here in the United States, much of our winter wheat has been devastated by persistent drought. According to the USDA, 69% of total U.S. winter wheat production is in an area experiencing drought, including hard red winter, soft red winter, and soft white. That includes 82% of the production area in Kansas, 82% in Colorado, 99% in Texas, and 99% in Montana. On the other side, parts of northern Africa are experiencing their worst drought in decades. Morocco's agriculture minister said, the North African country would likely lose 53% of its cereals harvest after experiencing the worst drought in decades. Rainfall was 41% less than average this season. So how will all of that food be replaced?
Hey, Mr. Producer, hit a pause for a second. This, you know, and I ponder about this all the time. Is this due to the manipulation of the kind of Air Force 2025 documents floating around, and what, you know, people like Dane Wigington and Deborah Tavares talk about, or is this judgment on in the from the spiritual realm into the physical due to the behavior of mankind on this earth, or is it a hybrid of both? Very, very fascinating when you try to dig into the guts of this. Go ahead and resume it.
The worst drought in decades. Rainfall was 41% less than average this season. So how will all of that food be replaced? Well, I suppose that we could all eat more corn, but the outlook for corn is not good either. Russia and Ukraine are normally two of the largest global exporters of corn, but now the war has changed everything, and there have been very serious planting delays here in the United States. Chicago corn was largely unchanged on Wednesday, and near a decade high scaled in the previous session, as traders fretted over planting delays in the United States and a lack of supplies from war-torn Ukraine. Before I continue the video, please give a like if you'd learned something. And
all right, don't forget to subscribe. And we're seeing this all over the place where, you know, this war, this you know, dust up here in the Ukraine has really plays very well into the worldwide kind of Holodomor paradigm, to where you're like, sheesh, how many, I mean, these cunning and evil people that that be part of this entire depopulation agenda. I mean, think about this. Think about a year and a half ago, we're all looking at the Deagle stuff, and I pondered this on the program numerous times, to where I'm like, 2025, we're supposed to go down right up under 100 million, and we're sitting allegedly at 300, 330, 300, whatever. You don't know how, who's walked in this country in the last freaking couple of years, but how many people are actually sitting here in the, you know, territorial boundaries of the United States? But think about how many people that is to rapidly get rid of, whether through people leaving due to, you know, if things get really bad here, or people dying. And so, you know, you got this food thing going on, and then you got the vax-termination possibilities, where large amounts of people are going to end up possibly dying very, very early deaths. It's really the whole Deagle projections now in April of 2022 look like, oh, holy crap, they really are pulling this off. They really are trying to, you know, get these projections to bleed over here into reality and to really make these things happen. And so we were all kind of looking at Deagle, you know, over the past number of years, and we're like, yeah, no, you know, party's like, oh, no, they ain't going to do it. But then part of you is like, there's something coming, and really the COVID thing was the beginning. But before that was the racial destabilization operations here, where they planted these seeds of ethnos rising against ethnos, these Greek words, nation rising against nation. Now you bring the black horse of revelation in, and then they'll sick everybody on each other. What is very possibly could come to fruition. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime fighting, political science analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Worships the beast, nothing but air in his head. Appears in your eyes, peddling lies, selling ideas that are dead. He's out there every single morning, talking about his new day that is dawning. Oh no, here comes a collie, red star on his breast. Oh no, here comes a collie, won't you give him rest? His whole land, he has a plan to bring it all down to the ground. Do you realize, in for his spies, bring that destruction around? He just wants to see our nations dying. His desire is for the red flag flying. Oh no, here comes the commie, red star on his breast. Oh no,
all right, we're back. Incendiary Radio, Republic Broadcasting. You know, before I move on with this Shanghai stuff, I mean, the amount of footage and reporting of the misery, the chaos, the draconian weirdness coming out of Shanghai. Pretty overwhelming. Now, let's talk about like all these Q kind of followers and some of these people that say President Xi and Trump and Putin are overthrowing the New World Order and blah, 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 blah. Okay, so let's say let's say some of this stuff coming out of Shanghai is legitimately what is happening to the population. 25 million people, people starving to death, animals being tortured and killed. And at the same time, you know, they're freaking vaccinating these animals in these zoos around Australia and China and so forth. It's just like, but anyway. So let's say that people are jumping out of buildings and this is all real footage and so forth. What's that say about Xi Jinping? If he was a nationalist communist, if he really loved his own people, and if he's acting without strings above him, would he do these things to his financial powerhouse city of Shanghai? If he didn't have hooks in him from way above his pay grade, it appears. If all this stuff's legit and he's doing this to his people, this is like Trudeau on like massive amounts of freaking steroids, right? Trudeau and the stuff he did with the truckers and all that stuff. And so obviously, if you're going to take this footage as legit and real, then obviously Xi Jinping's got some serious hooks in him, and he's answering to the cabal. I mean, that's the only way I could see that's real, is if that stuff's all real and the people of Shanghai are under this boot like this, all these kooks running around their biohazard suits, you don't know who the hell it is, basically starving out the citizens, then he's on board with this agenda as well, depopulation. So who's your players in the depopulation agenda? Well, it's your Jewish mobsters, of course, and it's your gang out of the Vatican, okay, who really sits on a lot of things themselves, Georgetown, the CIA, all this stuff. And so these two whores, this nation that calls itself Israel and this church that calls itself the mother, these two whores, and, you know, for the Catholic listeners out there, and I'm not talking about the true church, I'm talking about, like, what the prophecies of some of these seers, like Our Lady of La Salette, that said the church will be an eclipse. It shall become the seat of the Antichrist. A church that's in eclipse means there's something else eclipsing it, okay? And this is this Vatican II pseudo-church whore, okay? And this is the mechanism that's driving world government, one of the big elephants in the room. Of course, Lord Rothschild and the money changers are the real movers and shakers, but these Pharisees, the religious aspect, okay, this is your Talmudic, you know, thought leaders, which I'll play one of these guys in a little bit, and of course your synagogue of Satan that permeates many of the religions, but has really permeated Rome, unfortunately, and so Rome has become a real hotbed of Antichrist activity. And so Xi Jinping, to me, he's got some serious hooks in him if he's really doing this to his people in Shanghai. So we have to think about it that way. So Mr. Producer, I clip 13's up next. So on top of the food warnings and all this stuff, FBI and all these warnings, let's go ahead and roll 13.
This is Dabu 7. We have the FBI Cyber Division publishing a notice, and this goes hand in hand with the warning that I put out in a recent video talking about all the fires, these mysterious fires and explosions that have been happening in processing plants across the United States and Canada. This has been big time. They've been stacking up left and right, and they're trying to tie this into ransomware actors. I'm not buying a majority of what they're saying here. This all ties back to the exact same hand that has been putting us through this whole orchestration for the past couple years. here on this world stage. It all goes back there. Every single time, even if it comes down to ransomware and all this stuff, these guys always have to have been trained on tools that were created by the NSA. How is that? Left and right, all the time. Doesn't matter if they end up in Japan or in Ukraine pulling off attacks. Doesn't matter. They were all trained up on the same stuff by the same hand. Okay? So all of a sudden, with supplies short in hand because of the stage defense at the ports, once again, this is all coming to a head here, so to speak, as they're saying that not only does this round affect humans, but it affects the animals as well. Because they're saying that they're targeting places that make like corn or processed corn in mass or feed for the animals, saying that this is going to have this compounded effect all in all. I've talked about all these issues. I've talked about it in great detail. I've talked about the wheat harvest. I've talked about the lack of rain. You throw all this together, it's one massive disaster by this year's end in terms of food and food supply. And the writing is on the wall. And you can see here, here's a list of everything I covered in the last video. And this new stuff here. I'll leave a link so you guys can read up.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. And go ahead and get the next one ready. So on top of all this, think about the pyramidal structure that we've all come into realizing that the interconnectivity of corporate America and how basically these massive conglomerates have gobbled it all up, as they've been gobbling up all these residential homes to make us all freaking penniless on the continent our forefathers conquered. Okay? Homeless and penniless. That's what they're trying to push us. And look at the property taxes. You know, I've got my own property tax dealings that I've got to deal with. I think I've been targeted due to my race and gender, due to the fact that neighbors of mine didn't pay anything near the real estate tax that I did last year, and I'm wondering why. White male, cis white male. See, don't you love how they made that word cis for cisgender? To where a straight white male, automatically the word cis, almost like sissy, that you become a cis white male. So they're actually, they don't want you to say, they don't want to say straight or, you know, hetero or whatever. They want to say cis. They almost want to feminize you by saying you're cisgender. Isn't that interesting? But anyway, I think due to my, you know, characteristics that I might have been targeted for, pay a little extra, if you know what I'm saying. And should that surprise any of you, let's roll clip 14.
This is Dabu 7. A heads up for another move being made by the industry players here that's going to cause supply chain issues big time. All the rest of it's been staged all the way from the beginning, with the boats going all the way out over the horizon on the West Coast, backed up at the ports, all by design. Now, what some are calling a black swan event, an event that is engineered here to affect this whole situation in mass, we have CF Industry Holdings warning that rail shipments of crop nutrients will be reduced to only top agricultural states. And this couldn't come at a worse time here, as the Northern Hemisphere is spring planting right now. And if all these farmers don't get the fertilizers that they need, this is going to affect it big time. Now, the world's largest fertilizer company said Union Pacific had hit it with railroad-mandated shipping reductions. What timing, right, with all this crap going on? All this should be overridden, making sure that stuff gets to the places that it needs to get. But we hear no talk of that, do we? This is going to impact nitrogen fertilizers, urea ammonium nitrate, and shipments that are heading to Iowa, Illinois, Kansas, Nebraska, Texas, and California. They're all going to be affected. This means they're going to have to decrease their shipments immediately by a whopping 20% to stay compliant. I'm telling you, This is all part of a massive staged operation. I break this down further on the live streams. Make sure to join me tonight, Friday night.
All right, you can end it there. So you have these railroad companies. I know Warren Buffett's big in the railroads, making these determinations. It's very, very fascinating that they would be able to orchestrate such things. Now, here in the St. Louis area, there's a company, the gas company. It's called Spire, S-P-I-R-E. Okay. And the Supreme Court basically, they tell these nice people that Trump appointed, you know, which is a whole nother. So you've got one out of three people that Trump appointed that's even halfway ruling on anything as far as just normal traditional American, you know, law within the boundaries of the Constitution and precedent and so forth. I mean, these Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett turned out to be really, really bad justices. And they're both Catholics. And, you know, we know you basically got Jews and Catholics on the Supreme Court. And the Protestant tradition is underwhelmingly, represented on the Supreme Court. It's insane. Which, you know, you're going to get totalitarian stuff coming from these kind of judges. Emmanuel Macron wins the French presidential election, allegedly. You know, it's fascinating to watch Macron, this character, especially in the beginning of the Russia-Ukraine stuff. And, you know, a lot of people are like, well, France, this country's been overrun by migrants, Islamic, culture overriding French Catholic culture and so forth and so on. And, you know, I've been doing some digging into some of these families behind the scenes here in the United States, and some of them are French, almost royalty and aristocracy. And they're not really mentioned much in the alternative media. And one of these families, I'm going to type it in right now, is Payseur, the Payseur family. But there's some very interesting, and that's railroads, electrical power, pipeline companies. It's very, very interesting when you get into the Payseurs and what's happening right now. And they're basically a black nobility family, the surrounding the Vatican, of course. And you can go to payseur.net, payseur.net, and payseurs.com. Very, very interesting line to go down. And you can kind of see how, why a guy like Macron is playing kind of like this mediator in Russia and so forth, because, you know, France was once this great power, and it seems like their power has been moved offshore and more behind the scenes, like many of these black nobility families. So it's very, very fascinating. And I just, you know, you guys can go down that trail and find some very, very fascinating stuff. Okay. But anyway, I'm going to get back on to some of this other stuff. Russell Brand, Mr. Producer, if you get clip 11, this character, he was married to Katy Perry. Now he's got this massive YouTube channel, and a lot of people in alt media circles are saying that he's been red pilled and all this good stuff, right? Well, this is Russell Brand and our buddy Harari. This is called Under the Skin. Go ahead and roll clip 11.
Under the Skin is back, and look who's with me. It's Yuval Noah Harari. Hello.
Hey, good to be here again.
Isn't it wonderful that we've found a way of communicating with each other in the form of podcasts?
I think it is.
And is there some love between us now?
I think so.
I feel love. I feel. I look at you, I look at your eyes, I think you are a beautiful person.
Thank you.
It's important, isn't it?
Very.
Not going to say I'm a beautiful person?
You are.
See? He thinks I'm beautiful. He was aching to
I'm
say
not
that.
Good in this situation.
Yeah, but your husband looks happy over
yeah,
there.
My husband is very good in this situation.
Catch him, catch him.
Patsy.
You've got to think on the fly, girl. You've got to be gonzo. Well, me, Yuval Noah Harari, we are going to be talking about love, power, technological disruption. In fact, I've written down the three most important things. Nuclear war, climate change, technological disruption. They weren't written on that bit of paper. I just remembered them using my brain box. I've been learning. Thank you.
All right, so you get guys like Brand and some of these others. They rub shoulders with some of these thinkers, if that's what you want to call a guy like Harari. You know, Harari wants us to quit eating meat. You know, he talks about not killing sentient beings, you know, the cows and that sort of thing. And I know a lot of people have differing opinions on that, and I get it. The people over in India, the Hindus, consider the cow some sort of a holy being and that sort of thing. And others, you know, we've all got our own opinions on that. Now, but it's just interesting that Harari, all the stuff that, you know, people got him on film saying over the, you know, last couple of years that it's really, really been bubbling to the surface. But this is, Mr. Producer, get clip four ready. This is Rabbi Joseph Mizrachi, M-I-Z-R-A-C-H-I, M-I-Z-R-A-C-H-I. And let's listen to his philosophy on the rest of us. Go ahead and play clip four.
You have 6 billion idol worshippers who makes God angry every second of their life. Indian, Chinese, Japanese, Tibet, Nepal, Thailand. So many. India alone is 500 million. China is 2 billion. So many, 2 billion Christians, which are idol worshippers, between Chinese, Indian, Hindus, Buddhists, and Christian, at least 6.5 billion people are idol worshippers that, according to the Torah, do not have the right to live. Idol worshipper goy, it's death penalty. Not only Jews. Even a goy who bow down to an idol, who believe in JC, deserve death penalty.
All right, so we all deserve the death penalty. We're all idol worshipers, especially, you know, these Christians are idol worshipers too. And so I guess the only ones that he does not believe are idol worshipers are Jews and Muslims. Okay, so hence you see the Jewish orchestrations behind the scenes to flood Western Europe. Look at Sweden now, my gosh. But look at Minnesota with all the Somalis. We got our little buddy Ilhan Omar up there, married to the little sissy looking white guy. I don't know what that's all about. Maybe she's trans. I don't know. I'm just saying. Anyway. But yeah, so you see this, and this has happened throughout history with the Spanish and the Moors and all this stuff, the penetration of our lands by Islamic conquest, being our little buddies wringing their hands behind the scenes thinking it's a gay old time. Isn't that nice? So you've got you got the Talmudic nuts in the rabbis and so forth, and they're doing their thing. And then, of course, you've got the other Jews, the secularized Jews, that they don't claim to be religious, but they're fiercely racial, many of them. And they will foist upon, you know, even though they claim they don't believe God in God and all this stuff, for some reason they behave in a very, very similar fashion of anti-Gentile behavior as their so-called religious nut counterparts. Isn't that weird that, okay, so you could have somebody that's totally dedicated to Torah, as they say, which is Talmud, and then you have somebody that's completely secular and they have the exact same kind of aspirations for the domination of Jews over the planet. I find that very interesting. And then you have the serpent Luciferic kind of wing of this thing, to where I think that kind of is a meeting point with these folks, because the one is a whited sepulcher. He's got all the religious accoutrements on the outside. He wears his little beard and his Shylocks and his special black uniform. And then, but inside, he's got nothing but hate for his fellow man, and he believes that they are all worthy of death. And then you've got the other ones who've basically said, you know what, God, you know, Harari says, man doesn't have a soul, God's dead, blah, 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 blah. But yet, what makes you still fiercely Jewish is what's fascinating. You see, there's this thing, well, you know, you get into the Rosenthal interview and all this stuff about Lucifer, you know, and Jews being the chosen of Lucifer. Well, you get into that kind of a Crowleyan mindset that says, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Well, guess what? See, that the religious, well, the pseudo-religious or religious, the externally religious Jew, the followers of the Baal Shem Tov and all these, the Rambam and all these other thinkers, that's how they can act in the same fashion as the Reformed or secular Jew. Because, see, guess what? Do what thou wilt. We're all racial kinsmen, and we're all allowed to do what we want because we're the chosen of Lucifer. And so he's given us all this freedom, blah, blah, blah. Kind of an interesting thought. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Today's Liberty Minute. Both sides of the political aisle agree our nation needs criminal justice reform. We may disagree on what that looks like, but one idea made news headlines yesterday. The Tennessee legislature passed a bill on Wednesday that would require drunk drivers to pay child support. The legislation, which has yet to be signed into law, requires DUI drivers convicted of either vehicular homicide or aggravated vehicular homicide due to intoxication to pay child support if the parent killed in the crash has any minor children. This may be one of the most appropriate punishments the government has ever handed out. Criminal justice reform needs more ideas like this. Ideas that benefit society and or pay restitutions to victims. Find more political news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Civis Pacem, Parabellum.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.